Proudly Canadian, proudly local on ptbotoday.ca, presented by Rusco's Windows and Doors. With a focus on Rusco Windows and Doors, our very own Paul Rellinger caught up with company owner Dan Burgill.
So Dan, proudly local, proudly Canadian, certainly Rusco Windows and Doors, a great business, very successful. Just wondering how much that mantra is central to what you do. I take it you try to, obviously you're proudly local because you are local, but I take it you try wherever possible to support other Canadian businesses in terms of your supply.
Oh, absolutely. With what's going on in the world right now, I have tried to switch to anything I can, buying local and keeping products manufactured in Canada instead of going to the US, even parts that go into some of the products. I'm trying to source some of those and try to find alternative routes and methods to get more Canadians involved manufacturing and supplying me any kind of products I can.
You know, and as noble as that is, and it's great that you're doing that, I imagine you're like many business owners who find it increasingly difficult to be able to source what you need on this side of the border. And I guess that creates hard decisions sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. It's really hard to find visibility into my sub-suppliers on where they're getting a lot of their parts from too, right? Trying to keep costs down. It's been a never-ending struggle. How's that? Always looking, trying to find out the next route I can find to make things more Canadian if I can.
Just give us an overview. I imagine it's a long list, but what sort of, products do you go out in the market and look for to be able to make your end product?
I'm talking anything from glass to the spacers that go into the glass, from plastic. The list can go on and on right now. Steel right now. Yeah. Like it's amazing once you start digging in and diving, like where things come from. You always think it comes from Canada, but there's some kind of other subpart that's kind of going into something. So yeah it's truly amazing when you got to dive into this in a deep level.
Yeah, no question. And I couldn't even imagine what a challenge that is for yourself and for your customers. Are you hearing from them? Is it important to them? Just give us a sense that, are they, we hear so many stories about consumers doing their homework now, perhaps more than they ever have. Is that something you're hearing?
I haven't really heard too much from my sales team, but more people are more down to the price and what I'm supplying and am I going to back it with my pretty much my warranties. Really, it hasn't really hit home that much because I am Canadian manufacturer. They really haven't asked too many deep questions on that end, but I'm ready to answer if anybody's got questions. Absolutely. I'm trying to find as many Canadian source products as possible.
We've kind of addressed the proudly Canadian part, but as for the proudly local, your business speaks for itself clearly, right?
Yep.
You hire local people, you're in the local market, you're trying to support local businesses.
Absolutely. It's what I do. Yeah. And I even had to pivot this year and find some new projects down in Hastings. So I'm doing some low-income housing down in Hastings for the County of Hastings, windows and doors from them just to try to make up some of the shortfalls that are coming right now. Seems everybody's kind of holding their money tight this year.
Perfect. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time today. Again, I promised I wouldn't keep you long. This is terrific. Glad to hear the business is doing well and shopping wherever possible for Canadian products because it's pretty important that we support our own. Thanks so much, Dan. You take care of yourself.
You as well, Paul. Have a great day.
Okay.